The Vet Hospital on Stray FM's Family Show.
Good evening. Well, here I am at the Vet Hospital at Harrogate with Bob Partridge. Hello, Bob.
Hi, Pete. Good to see you.
Good to see you too. Dentistry. You're a specialist, I hear, when it comes to teeth and pets.
Indeed, yes. It's a preserved title. Only true specialists are actually allowed to use the title a specialist in veterinary dentistry. And for my sins, I'm actually a European as well as a Royal College of Veterinary Surgeons registered specialist in veterinary dentistry.
And when it comes to teeth in dogs, cats, even rabbits, how is the health at the moment that you see with patients coming here, for example? Is it becoming a major issue or?
Generally speaking, dental health is terrible in pets throughout the UK. Fortunately in our practice, because we have such a focus on looking after our pets and looking after them well, we're actually reducing the amount of dental disease dramatically. But overall in the whole population, figures are that 80% of cats and dogs over the age of 3 need dental treatment today. And, this is not a cosmetic thing, it's not a tooth whitening, making our smiles nice and pretty. This is because of extensive disease that's actually present in our pets. And that disease doesn't just stay inside the mouth, it spreads out into the bloodstream and it can lead to lots of whole body problems.
So what kind of problems do you see in cats and dogs and even rabbits?
The problems can be wide and various, and we can see respiratory problems, we can see there's a syndrome called alveolar dental syndrome, and that's where basically, in essence, bugs get inhaled every time a cat or a dog breathes in and a shower of bacteria gets carried down to the lungs. We can see gastrointestinal problems, where again, the bacteria getting carried down into the guts, and you get vomiting and diarrhoea and things with that. Rather bizarrely, because you'd assume the stomach acids would actually sort the problems out, but there seems to be a link there. But in some cases, even more seriously, we can see problems with the heart valves, see bacteria landing on the heart valves, with cardiomyopathies and various other problems, again, linked very, very positively to dental disease. In addition to that, kidney disease, liver disease, we even get brain abscesses or there's infections into surgical sites and orthopedic wounds. The list is just endless. I'm not saying that dentistry is the only thing that's important in veterinary medicine, although some of my friends accuse me of always thinking that, but it is such an important subject. It really is essential.
It's not always that easy though, is it? Do you find that people are almost afraid of brushing their cat's teeth or their dog's teeth?
Yeah, that is true. And the phrase that I use is lift the lip. And that's what we need to try and do. So lifting the lip up and actually having a look at the side of the mouth and having a look at the gums and looking for redness, looking for soreness, looking for build-up of calculus or yellow material on the teeth themselves and looking for pain or bleeding in the sides of the mouth. Surprisingly, the one thing that does seem to be least affected is the ability to eat. And frequently clients will say, oh, there can't be any problems with the teeth because Fido or Tiddles are eating okay. But they'll eat and their teeth are dropping out. It's the very, very last thing. Cats and dogs will not stop eating because of dental disease until the very, very last stages.
They almost break through that pain barrier, don't they? They're so determined.
Absolutely.
But we mentioned rabbits. How many rabbits do you actually see with dental problems? Because I would imagine that's even a trickier case to deal with a rabbit's teeth in comparison to, let's say, a collie or a Labrador.
It can be. And one of my colleagues who has a special interest in rabbit dentistry comes up with the figure that 100% of pet rabbits will have dental disease to one level or another. And a lot of this is down to diet. What we should be feeding our rabbits on is grass. That's what they're designed for. So eating grass or hay, that should be the staple of their diet. The vast bulk of the food should be in that high roughage format. And that allows the teeth to be worn down. It stops the teeth overgrowing. Using too much concentrate and too many pellets, that is a recipe for disaster in terms of dental disease.
And what about the various chews that you can get? Are they worth the while? Do they help?
Some chews are better than others, and again, seek the advice of the veterinary surgeons on that. But yes, new chews will help remove some of the problems that can cause periodontal disease in our cats and dogs, so they can be a benefit. But you have to be very, very careful. A lot of chews are just too hard, and whilst they're great for my business and then we end up with fractured teeth and we have to do root canal fillings and things like this, they're no good for pets. So be very, very careful which chews you use.
That is actually possible then, to do root canal work in small domestic animals?
Absolutely. As a veterinary specialist, it's one of the areas that I see referral cases from the whole country. We actually get clients coming up to us from below London, coming up to have root canal treatment done. And this means that the teeth can be preserved that we have functional teeth. You know, we do a lot of working dogs with that. But also we're fitting lots of crowns as well. And we've started to use some new white crowns, as well as the shiny metal crowns, and they look very, very impressive. But most importantly, they're not there as a cosmetic thing, they're there to provide some extra strength and resilience, you know, to those treated teeth.
We're seeing more and more in people that seems to be following the American market in cosmetic dentistry. Is there such a thing for pets or not?
There is no cosmetic dentistry carried out in the UK by any specialist in veterinary dentistry. We just don't do cosmetic. It is always treatment for our pathology and for reasons to make, you know, the health of our pets better. That's always our focus.
We've touched upon, obviously, the food that rabbits should be eating. What's the best prevention for cats and dogs to preserve the teeth?
The best tool in our armoury is a toothbrush. You know, it's absolutely the gold standard. And what we should be aiming for is to try and brush our cats and dogs' teeth at least once a day, ideally twice daily. And the key to this is to build up to it and think of it as being a two-month project. If you try and pin Fido down or Tiddles down and clean every teeth perfectly on day one, you know, everyone's going to get cheesed off and it's just not going to happen tomorrow. So the idea is to have a regular time of day and every day have that routine of starting to brush the teeth, letting them play with the toothpaste, having to use special pet toothpaste, can't use human toothpaste, but they can have a lick of the toothpaste off the toothbrush, but have that routine. And over a period of 2 months, you'll build up to brushing the teeth effectively. In addition to that, you know, there are some special diets that we can use. You know, these are prescription diets that are available from the veterinary surgeon, and the veterinary surgeon can also advise the best foods. And we also have some supplements that we can put in the drinking water as well, which are effective at helping to try and prevent plaque, because plaque is the starting point for most dental disease in our pets.
And if people are listening to this now, Bob, and concerned about their cat, dog, even rabbit's teeth, how can they contact you here at the vet hospital?
The key thing to do, as I say, is to make contact with the veterinary practice, and they can contact us here at the vet hospital on 01423 561414, or if they go to our website, www.vethospital.com.
The Vet Hospital on Stray FM's Family Show.